Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best Online Streaming College Station, I'm Izzo Rampula. Grammy winner Ariana Grande's grandma has made music history thanks to her being a featured artist on Grande's song, Ordinary Things. Marjorie Grande, known as Nona on Grande's album, has overtaken Fred Stabaugh as the oldest artist ever on the top 100 chart. Grande's new album, Eternal Sunshine, has reached number one on the Billboard 200, and Ordinary Things debuted at number 55. The album focuses on knowing if you're in the right relationship, and the final song, Ordinary Things, answers that question through her grandmother's words of wisdom. The end of the song is a voice memo where her grandmother talks about her late husband and gives her granddaughter advice on how to know if you're in the right relationship. This was an incredibly beautiful and emotional way to end the song and answer the question of the album, am I in the right relationship? In an interview with Zane Lowe, she explains how she found that answer.
And how can I answer the question? I always record my Nona when I'm with her because you never know what she's gonna say. And she's the most hilarious person in the world. And I had this like 30-minute voice note of her and her friend Shirley talking. And it was just right smack in the middle of it. And I said, oh my God, that's the answer.
That was Ariana Grande on Apple Music. This album is deeply personal to Grande and served as a way to heal with everything she's gone through. Fans are proud of both Ariana for her growth and Nona for her newly acclaimed fame. Up next, a report resurfaced last week alleging that Bruno Mars is deeply in debt to the Vegas Entertainment Company. MGM responded to these rumors Monday, denying any of the performer's debt. MGM Resorts International talks about how proud they are of their relationship with Mars and that their relationship is long-standing and rooted in mutual respect for both parties. The company that reported this apparently has a Vegas insider that claims MGM basically owns Mars at this point due to the sheer amount that he owes to them. Mars has talked about his gambling issues in the past, so while the story isn't far-fetched, MGM denies anything and insists that they are in a mutual partnership with the star. Mars started a long-time partnership with MGM in 2016 and has since been working with them. Mars has yet to make a statement on the situation. Lastly, I don't know if you guys see the sparks flying, but I certainly do. A photo of Paul Mescal and Iowa Edebiri has everyone talking. On St. Patrick's Day, Edebiri posted a picture to Instagram of the two of them together. The photo showed them laughing together with Edebiri's arms wrapped around him, which has fans of the Bear and normal people eager to hear more. While sources close to the pair have insisted they're just friends, there's still a possibility for a future relationship. Mescal has previously expressed an interest in working with Edebiri on a romantic comedy, sparking even more speculation on the relationship. This romantic comedy may even happen sooner than we expected. After the photo blew up, romance novelist Emily Henry reposted the photo to her story, hinting at a possible collaboration between the two. Regardless of if the two of them are romantically involved or not, fans are excited for a possible Edebiri Mescal rom-com in the future and eagerly await what's next for the duo, be it personal or professional. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro. Your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online Stream College Radio Station. Live from Rider University, I'm Izzo Rampula.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with The Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 107.7thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.